need a snow day.
We're going to have a little fun on the snow day. Not that we don't, you know, most weeks, but something a little off the beaten path here for snow day this week here on KSL Outdoors Radio. We're going to talk about skijoring. I got an email from Jessica Turner, who handles the PR for the Heber Valley Chamber, letting me know that there was a fun event that was coming up in February, and I said, I'd love to talk about it. And she said, well, I'll tell you what, you need to talk to Joe. Joe's the guy that knows all about skijoring, and so Joe Loveridge is on with us from Skijoring Heber Valley. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
This event is coming up, and we'll talk more about the event itself on Friday, February 16th, Saturday, February 17th. Before we get into all of this, just explain to people what skijoring is exactly.
So our version of skijoring is a horse and rider pulling a skier or snowboard through a racetrack. They go over jumps. They got to grab these rings that are hanging, go around gates like they would a slalom race, going down a ski hill, and they just, the fastest time with the less penalties is going to win the race. It's pretty fast and exciting.
So the press release I got says it's a fusion of snow sports and cowboy culture, so that describes it fairly well. Although I'm curious, how do you pair the rider, the horse rider, and the skier together? Who makes that decision?
So we let people come up with their own teams. So people are out there, if they know a skier or a snowboarder, they'll call, you know, they pair up that way on their own. We got some teams that travel to different skijoring events throughout the winter. So they're experienced. They go from race to race. And then there's a lot of folks that are just have heard about it and want to try it. And so we've got divisions for all levels. So they can pair up however they want. We do have a page on our website where you can go in if you're an individual, fill it out. And if there's a rider and a skier, they can connect and become a team.
So you're
kind of like a dating app, right?
Yeah, perfect. And many first dates probably go about as well as skijoring, probably.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so you're a co-founder of Skijoring Utah, but tell me what else you do. You're the owner of RMO Horses. You've been doing this a long time, it sounds like.
Yeah, so we do, part of our business is we run the horseback rides up at Sundance Resort. I'm still part owner in Rocky Mountain Outfitters. We do guided fly fishing. We train, ride, sell horses, use horses every day. And it's just anything outdoors, we kind of do it.
All right. So this rope, is it like a water ski rope?
You could use a water ski rope. Most of them like to use a thick cotton rope that doesn't slip as much in their hands. Because like you said, horses can go 30, 40 miles an hour. And you're getting whipped back and forth across that on skis, so that you want to be able to hang on to that thing.
So you need two things. You need an experienced rider, a cooperative horse, and you need an experienced skier here.
It will go better if you have those three.
Yeah. That's probably a good way to put it. Let me tell you, in all of my years of doing radio, which I just realized I'm into my 45th year here in Utah, which is kind of crazy to admit, I've done some dumb things, and a few of them, because my first 10 years of radio was in country radio, involved rodeo action, and so I got suckered in, and it happened to be up there in Heber Valley, to getting on a bull, which turned out to be a little Scottish bull, which was a good thing because I could just about wrap my legs around it, but it didn't help me ride it. And the second one was also up in the Heber Valley, where I did a hide race. Well, I'm sure you're familiar with that, and it's a little, it's a little like skijoring.
It is. It's pretty similar to that. Yep.
So for those that don't know, a hide race, and I guess cowboys used to do this, you know, when they were out and bored while the cattle were minding their manners. They would hook a rope onto the saddle, and then somebody would get on a piece of hide and jump on and ride it. These days, and I had no idea what I was getting into, they handed me a helmet and told me to go stand at the other end of the arena on the other side of a barrel and just wait for the horse and rider to come get me. And my job as that thing turned the barrel like a barrel racer was just to jump on what turned out to be not a piece of hide but a big piece of carpet and hang on all the way back on, in a timed event to the other end. Does that describe it okay?
Getting pelted by dirt and mud and all that stuff too, right?
Yeah, and I learned quickly that the objective is to stay on top of the hide. I ended up on the underneath side of it, which I didn't want to lose my time and finish the race, so I rode it all the way the other way. Anyway, this is a lot of fun. I also compared it to the old days when we used to hooky bob, which we do not recommend, by the way. Please don't take this as a recommendation. But we used to hooky bob on icy roads up in Pocatello, Idaho, behind cars, which is a bad idea.
Yeah. They don't do that so much anymore, do they?
No. How many participants do you get in this thing? We should say that most people don't want to try this, but it is a hoot to go watch.
We get a huge turnout to come watch it. It's just a fun hangout, watch what's going on. You're, like you said earlier, you're combining the rodeo crowd, horse people with the skiing crowd. It's really, there's two different groups of people there that meet up and hang out and have a really good time together. As far as competing in it, you know, we have a novice division, we have a little buckaroo division. So we got a division for kids under 12 that'll compete against each other. We have a ladies division. So there's all kinds of divisions that will so if you're a first timer, come and do it. If you're a pro skier, retired from the hill, come and do it. A lot of the pro teams are ex ski racers and they put on a really good show for us.
I see that it takes place at the Wasatch County Event Center Rodeo Grounds. Is that right in town?
Yeah, it's it is. Just on west side of town.
Again, the event is February 16th and Saturday the 17th. The competitions will commence at 2 o'clock on Friday and 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. They said, let me just grab this here, spectator tickets available in VIP, general admission, and tailgate spots. What exactly goes on in the tailgate area?
We don't know. We just, kidding.
It's the don't ask, don't tell, huh?
Yeah, that section sells out. As soon as we open up tickets, that section sells out in a day. It's a pretty popular area. So they line there's a big bend in the racetrack, and they line that bend, and we have tents, and they have their own little section that they hang out in and scream and shout and holler and all that. There's seating on the north stands, which are seated reserved seats. And then there's GA on the south end. And so there's the ticket prices range. The VIP is sold out on Saturday. There's still VIP seats on Friday. But everywhere in the event center, there's good seats to watch the action.
Yeah. All right. If you want more information on it, you just need to go to gohebervalley.com/skidjoring. Well, Jessica was right, Joe. You're the right guy to help explain it. You do have snow up there because you're going to need that, right?
We do have some snow, yeah. Yeah, we've still got another month almost. And like I say, we got snow making if we need it.
All right,
so
good
stuff. We'll be set.
All right, be safe. Have some fun up there.
All right, thank you.
Nice to have you on the program this week. We'll take another break. We'll come back and finish out the program. My thanks to Joe Loveridge, Skijoring in Heber Valley. Back in a minute.